Hello, everyone. I hope you all are having an amazing day, and I would like to let you know on this amazing day that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/MatthewDonald. There you can find bonus content for both my shows, The Rit Wit and Paleobites. For the Paleobites bonus content, we discuss pop culture featuring prehistoric animals, and this month we're talking about, let's see, what did they say we're talking about this week? Let me just look at the, list here. Megazoic, my own book series. Wow, I must have really run out of ideas. That's not true. We got plenty of other dinosaur pop culture to talk about, but I thought this time we'd do something a little different. And don't worry, it's not me reviewing my own book. That would be biased and unprofessional. Of course not. No, I've got two other people to do it. People who are very unbiased and are willing to give their professional opinion on my book series. So yeah, it's great. We all have a good time. Link is in the description for you can sign up to the Patreon. Thank you for your support and have a lovely day. Having people pay to listen to review, that is an ad for my own work, to make people pay for that. Capitalism, baby!
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that wrecks the competition, as in T-Rex. Get it? My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, I'm joined by someone who is currently very gingerly grabbing her drink to make sure she doesn't make any noise while drinking it. It's Lexi Ryan! How are you?
Defeated the purpose! Now everyone knows.
Yeah.
But thanks. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm also good. You just showed me a really funny show. They came up with a whole musical all up the spot.
It was an improv musical by one of my favorite companies, Dropout by College Humor.
Okay. We're sponsored. We're sponsored by you.
Well, if anyone, you're right. I don't think they'll care for the support. It's fantastic. It's an improv musical on the spot, and it's a little funny, but it's a lot of talent. It's crazy.
It's amazing.
So anyway.
What I saw. It made me feel very inadequate.
It's called the original cast recording.
The original cast recording.
Some talented, those people can go to Tisch, they can go to Juilliard, they're in.
Okay, cool. I'm trying to think. I think there's a way I could work this into my dinosaur-related question for you.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of how, though. Like, okay, so if this group had to do some sort of dinosaur-themed D&D or some sort of dinosaur-themed show for the game show, what would they do, you think?
Like D&D or a game show?
Pick one.
I don't know. I feel like they might... My natural thing is, like, the contestants are babies, and then, like, Sam, who's the host, would be the parent, which no one will understand. I don't know if that's a great question, because that's
like,
not
wait,
a great
they're babies?
Answer.
What does that mean?
It's not a great answer. So maybe try a new one.
Okay. So if you imagine these people were doing a D&D campaign based on Jurassic Park, I don't know. What would they do, do you think?
Well... You can't ask me. I'm talking about how good their talent is. Don't ask me to tell you the answer. I don't
if
know.
If you had to do a D&D group, a
it
D&D
would be
campaign.
Improvised on the spot. I don't know. I would have to do some research. I don't have a plot. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, most of these dinosaur-related questions. Look, I've done almost 150 episodes.
I get it.
It's these dinosaur-related questions.
That's just a really... I don't have an answer. I don't know. I would have to very seriously think about that and take a lot of, like...
If you had to very seriously think about...
time.
If you had to very seriously think about a dinosaur, which
it's
one?
D&D. I think about that for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, as you should. It's very important.
For me.
Very important. And yeah, that's two Velociraptor noises. I'm gonna edit in there. So.
Oh, I didn't know we were still okay. Yeah.
No. I haven't had a dinosaur related question in a long time. So.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to think. I want it to be something related to tonight. What we've done tonight.
You haven't done much besides watch that thing.
You smoked that bong.
I did.
So if you could smoke a bong with
a dinosaur,
is
it some kids listen to this?
Yeah, I don't care. I mean, it's mainly meant for teenagers.
Okay.
What would you do if you were smoking a bong with a dinosaur? Also, the dinosaur was smoking a bong. How about that?
Yeah, I would be really intrigued to hear about how they do that.
Yeah.
Just because there's teeth, and I don't know if they would be able to, like, pull them back. Like, you don't put, you know, like, I just feel like the glass and, like, the teeth.
Yeah.
The sharp teeth.
Yeah. Plus, like, I don't know, I feel like, I imagine like those long-necked dinosaurs, they have the nostrils, well, like, I don't think they think this anymore, but sometimes they think they have the nostrils like way up on the top of their heads. Well, I guess you don't exhale from the nostril, you inhale from the mouth. So,
yeah, it's not like you put the bong in your nose and suck and sniff really hard. No.
That'd be
Also, we are in Colorado.
It's true. Yes, we are in Colorado. Legal. It is legal. It's, ooh, you might be moving. Where you might be moving to?
I might be moving to Boston.
Is it legal there?
It is legal there.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Good to know.
It's a little more expensive, but that's Boston.
Okay. If you could go to Boston with a dime. No, I'm just kidding. Just throwing a bunch of
Well, random. I would want one that I could ride but was discreet.
Okay. Yeah.
If I was going to Boston. I think that's a great question.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. There we go. So, yes, if you had to go to Boston with your dinosaur, like what?
I don't know, because a part of me is like, I want a petite thing that can just support my weight, like not as much, not much bigger than a horse. I don't want it to eat me at all. So either it has to be, like, we have to be agreed and have a pact that, like, listen, I know you're a meat eater, but you can't touch me, and we're, like, good. We're Gucci. Then I'd be like, cool. But if there's no pact, you're out. You have to be a vegetarian. I'm sorry. You have to be an herbivore. So, but I also, at first it was like, I would ride around on it. So, like, horse-sized or, like, elephant-sized max.
Elephant
but then size. I thought a big one could move some stuff.
That's true.
Like, moving's for moving, I could save some money with a mover. And it wouldn't take them, maybe, I don't know how fast they move.
Probably not faster than a truck.
Probably not fast. We were right, because they're herbivores and they're not, like, super speedy.
And also, to be fair, a lot of people talk about this with, like, what superpower or, like, which other creature, whatever, could help you best with moving. A lot of people are like, oh, this thing could move, like, could move the furniture back and forth. A lot of people don't seem to realize that the, like, well, at least they do realize it, but they don't seem to understand.
Have arms or thumbs.
Yeah, but that's also, the hardest part of moving is not the transporting it from one place to another. The hardest part is packing everything.
That, for me, I'm cheap, and I would be like, listen, that's expensive. And this dinosaur, if we're friends, and I was, you know, and I didn't have to pay it for its services.
Yeah,
like,
I guess
you could carry a lot of stuff. But granted, like, I don't know, I'd have to have a pretty flat back.
Yeah.
So, like, I could set things or, like, strap things.
Yeah.
You know, not too spiky.
Right,
you know?
Right. But then you could, if you had some spikes, you could, like,
hang
put
stuff.
Some hang some stuff. Yeah, like hang clothes.
Stuff. That is a good point.
Like, the Kentrosaurus has those big spikes at the end of its tail. That's good stuff for hanging clothes on.
Yeah, but is it two-pointy? Would it slice my shirts?
Well, not if it was on hangers.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But if it's dangling down, it could hit another, I don't know. I'd have to see that part and see how it would work out.
Okay.
But yeah, anything that could help me move, depending on how expensive moving will be.
Okay.
I think that's my answer.
Sounds good. All right.
Can we be friends still, though? Will I still be friends?
Oh, no. It's done its service, and now it's going to go off and do its own thing.
I don't know then.
No, I'm just kidding. You can do whatever you want.
It's my imagination. I guess it's whatever I want.
Yeah. If you want it to, it could, you know, do its duty and then transform into an elf or something.
I am a 30-year-old woman who legitimately almost laughed out loud because you said
duty.
Yeah.
You know what? This is a dinosaur podcast. We are all children here.
Poop and fart are funny.
Yeah. Ooh, you know what's also funny? Gay boners. And speaking of which,
what?
We're talking about Homo erectus.
Oh my God. The weird gay makes me feel like uncomfortable just because I want to make sure it's not in a bad context.
That's true.
But look, I get why you made the joke, because Homo erectus.
Yeah, look. Yeah.
Homosexual.
Yeah, look.
I get it.
It is admittedly getting dangerously close to slur territory, but
don't say that so lightly. That's a big deal.
No, I know.
Getting dangerously close.
Okay, there's no saving that, so I'm just going to keep plowing onwards.
Okay.
Homo erectus actually has nothing to do with gay boners, alas. It means upright man. Type, it is a hominine, a group of African great apes that includes chimpanzees, gorillas, bonobos, and humans. You and I.
Yes.
Yep. Size, 5 to 6 feet, /1.6 to 1.8 meters tall, 90 to 150 pounds, /41 to 68 kilograms.
Wait, I have to interrupt. You said humans are part of this.
Yes.
But you said earlier, before, when I asked about that, this is Homo erectus, I thought we are Homo sapiens.
We are. So humans is not, I mean, I guess now technically humans is a species, but it's also a family. When there were other species of humans.
Okay.
So this is another species of human. But
So my family is...
They're Homo sapiens.
Homo sapiens.
Yes. Okay, so here's where the confusing part. Here's where the confusing part happens. So since Homo sapiens are the only humans right now, Homo sapiens and humans are synonymous. But that didn't always used to be
but
the case.
A moment ago, okay.
So back when there was Homo Neanderthalus and Homo erectus and Homo habilis, these were all different types of human.
So would you call a Neanderthal a human? I guess.
It is another
right?
species of human, yes.
Neat.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, it's confusing because right now, yeah, human and Homo sapiens are synonymous, but again, human is a family.
So if I was like, you're a Homo erectus, if I was being a dick about.
Well, that would be wrong because they're Homo sapiens, so.
Yeah, if I was trying to be weird and like.
That would
insult,
be weird.
Insult someone.
That would be pretty weird.
Who's insecure about their masculinity? You know, yo, you are a Homo erectus.
I think if they're insecure about masculinity,
and then
they
make
view that
gay
as a compliment.
Boner joke.
Oh, that, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
God. Paleobites After Dark strikes again. But that's my fault, though. Well, I started this.
That's a good, yeah. You knew what you were walking into. Yeah, only if you've heard, yeah.
If you heard any episode of this show and then went into an episode called Homo Erectus, you knew what you were getting into.
I think it's funny.
It is. It is funny. I mean, like you said, like, you laughed at duty, and I almost laughed at duty. So.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, we like our sophisticated, proper,
like
let's
both.
Say, British humor. But
listen, I watch Bridgerton. I'm classy.
Yeah, we just like classic, like Oscar Wilde sort of witticisms.
Yes.
But then sometimes just a guy.
The Finer Things Club.
Yeah, but then sometimes a guy just yelling out, poop, is hilarious.
Yeah. I prefer a wet fart, personally. I showed you that funny Alexa clip.
Yes,
guys,
you did.
If you haven't Googled. I can't even get through it, Matt. It's so funny.
The Alexa do
Google
a fart.
The Alexa asking Alexa to fart.
Yeah, in a very sexy voice.
It is hysterical,
like,
and
Alexa,
you will
Alexa,
thank me if we are on
me.
The same page humor wise. Oh my god, I wake up at 2 a.m. sometimes cackling because of that video.
That's pretty good.
Love me a fart.
Farts are
in terms of comedy.
Look. It may be simple, but it works.
Absolutely.
You can't mess with the classics.
And these people, Homo erectus, which we're talking about, probably farted.
Oh, they probably farted heaps.
Yeah. Especially you're eating a lot of meat back then, maybe.
You eat a lot of meat, a lot of fiber.
Yeah, a lot of fiber.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So they're wet.
And actually, the thing about... Oh, God.
I feel like it would be.
It would
better.
Be, yes.
Or maybe fiber's opposite. I'm not going to go into it.
We haven't even gotten through the basic stats, and we're already talking about the wet farts of Homo erectus.
Well, it's one of the things we had in common with these people.
Yes.
If they're also humans, we didn't have a lot in common. Our lives are vastly different, but you know what? They also, you know...
The farts bring us together.
They took a poop, they took a toot.
One could
the
say...
farts bring us together, is that what you just said?
Actually, you know, there's
it's
some
true.
Wisdom. There's some wisdom to this. And also...
Yeah.
Also, farts bring the universe together.
I was just going to say, like...
Because...
other species, like, everybody has
You know
this.
One of the most foolproof ways we can detect alien life from...
Farts?
In a way. If you
no way.
Yes, because
okay.
if you look at a planet, you can do like some sort of way to scan it to figure out its chemical composition of its atmosphere.
Yeah.
If there's a lot of methane in its atmosphere, chances are those are from alien farts, and that is definitive proof of a life up there.
You don't think methane could occur in any other way besides
methane can, but like as a gas, like. It's like,
I don't know. I'm no scientist. I want to believe it, but I also am like, wait.
It's not foolproof, but it is definitely a way to, like, because like
I would just be like, maybe that it's outer space. I don't know. Maybe it just happens that way.
Anyways, Homo erectus was an omnivore, although we probably did eat quite a bit of meat. Time early to late Pleistocene, 2 million to 110,000 years ago. Location all throughout Eurasia, described in 1893, a simpler time when this name wouldn't be snickered and giggled at, but instead treated with great scientific and academic respect. Sort of like the planet Uranus.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. What were they thinking naming that thing?
I know.
Article.
People would never be so vulgar as to think this could any way relate
to your
to a buttocks.
A buttocks. A homosexual erection. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, pop culture appearances, many, many caveman documentaries, as well as your average porno. Sorry I had to make at least one joke like that. Forget Uranus. Forget the birds called blue-footed boobies or bush tits. The most snicker-inducing name of a creature object known to science is this poor bastard. One of our direct ancestors, Homo erectus. The reason for the name of Homo erectus has to do with its upright posture. Erect means upright, whether the spine or something else. In this case, we're talking about the spine. While evidence of
Get your minds out of the gutter,
people. Yeah, this
people.
Is a serious, yeah. serious discussion.
We don't talk. This is a family podcast.
Family podcast indeed. Please, God, kids, don't be listening to this. They probably are, but they're finding it hilarious. Look, the kids find this hilarious. It's the parents I'm worried about.
Well, the cool people.
Yeah.
They know.
The cool parents.
They know this is where yeah. it's at.
Anyways, so while evidence of upright walking goes back to the ape Australopithecus, this is one we assume was fully upright, like walking basically as if they were modern humans.
Did they have, like, a hunch? Which, like, I have more of one now because of COVID and working from home and being, right. like, hunch.
Yeah. Like, it slouched a little, but this is the one where it's like,
so
if you put this thing in clothes, in like a proper suit and tie or whatever, it might look indistinguishable.
Would it be stereotypically hairy?
Yes, it would be hairy. But
and like large dominant forehead and other different type of... So this is an Neanderthal. Wait, hold on.
This is not an Neanderthal. This is okay, to go to the Pokemon evolution, but I know it's not this simple, but this is simplifying enough. You got... Okay, so you let's start
wait, with... Hold on. Sorry to interrupt. Are these cavemen, quote-unquote?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, in a way. But not like the cavemen that people think of. Okay. Cavemen people think of tend to be
not
Neanderthals.
Not Fred Flintstone. No.
Yes. Okay. to simplify it in a Pokemon-style evolution. Or I guess, not even Pokemon. You know that classic painting of, like, the ape becoming man?
Yes.
Okay. So, obviously, there's branches and other stuff and, like, some overlap, whatever. But the simplest way to show that is, at the beginning, you have... a creature that isn't a chimpanzee, but in all intents and purposes is one. So you have a chimpanzee. Then you have Australopithecus, which is... You remember Lucy? Ever heard of Lucy, the famous...
I don't know about those.
Okay, so yeah. she was named that certain thing. In fact, actually, they found out recently that she was a man, so it's Lucifer.
So, or Lucy. Hey, I have a cat that technically has a penis.
Yeah.
And... her name, yes, I said it. She's a her.
Look, it's 2022, guys.
Yes. I mean, whatever. They,
gender's
whatever,
a spectrum.
You know? And her name is Luna,
yeah.
which is a feminine name. So shout out to Lucy, the man.
Yes, okay. Shout out to Lucy.
Excuse me, the male.
Australopithecus, except she wasn't also an Australopithecus. I found out recently she's not
Australopithecus.
An Australopithecus.
Man. That's a hard one.
Yeah. Australopithecus.
Australopithecus.
Yes, exactly.
I wanted to keep it together because I smoked a bong and we said I did. So I was like, I'm going to show you.
That's okay. I've told everyone now. Except, I don't know.
No, and now it's backfiring. Because I was like, I'm going to sound real smart.
I'm
don't you
sound
worry.
Real smart about the Homo erectus and Australopithecus.
Yeah. And then I started off with farts. But no, I was keeping it together. But no.
All right. Anyways, after Australopithecus, we talk yes. about Homo habilis, which is the... you immediately start... What was funny about that?
Say it again.
Homo habilis.
It's just a funny... It makes me think of hobbits.
Well, actually, there was
Homo habilis? Wait, what is it?
No, there's one called Homo... Oh, I forgot what the term of it is. It's
Homo...
Florentius. There's one called Homo Florentius, which I guess, now I think about it, I'll do an episode of that with you, because they are informally called hobbits. They are dwarf-sized human from
they're
some
dwarfs.
Part of South... Yeah, well, but so they're called hobbits. But
they're more... natural sprinters. Shout out to the Lord of the Rings crowd.
Yeah.
You know.
That's a later offshoot. Anyway, so we got Homo habilis, which is the first quote-unquote human, and it was, in all intents and purposes, an ape, but it walked upright, although it was still hunched over, and it still kind of was hairy, but not quite so hairy. I don't even know why it's in that sort of thing.
This is after Australopithecus.
This is after Australopithecus. Okay, so we got chimpanzee, Australopithecus.
Australopithecus.
Homo habilis.
Australopithecus.
Then, after Homo habilis, I think after then is Homo erectus, which is where we're at now.
Okay.
And that's the one that was first fully upright, and the first in a lot of things, which I'll get into later here. Then, after Homo erectus is Homo neanderthalis.
Okay.
Which is the Neanderthals. Classic cool. caveman. So this is one step back from classic caveman.
So we're
caveman.
Not classic caveman. I mean, so were they were they super hairy and ooga-ooging and big club and, like, no actual language? Like, stereotypical.
You know,
and you know what? I would feel insensitive the way I'm talking about it. You know, but you actually, know what? Anyone who would care is dead now, right?
You know, that's the thing. But here's the thing. Actually, you say all that stuff. Ugga, ugga. You know, the sort of thing. We have evidence that Homo erectus was the first humans to have some sort of proto-language.
Okay.
So, yes.
But it could not have been ugga, ugga. It could have been like...
I mean, it could have been, yeah, yeah, something like that. Like... Clubs. This was the first one
and
to
like,
use tools.
Padding, Homo... like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, this was the first one to use tools. And also was the first one to use fire, too.
That's... Dude, that's how we should have done the introduction. Like, me...
Let's see. That's the thing. Like, actually, now that I think about it more, the whole whatever, that's actually more closer to this because Homo Neanderthals, which is what people tend to think of cavemen, were more capable of speech. Like, they could talk. In fact, we could talk to them.
Okay.
So.
Because I feel like there's still, like noises, but then, yeah, you're adding in.
Yeah, like they had some sort of language. And then, you say, let us just. Homo erectus is that. And then you got Homo Neanderthals, and then you got Homo sapiens, us. Okay. So,
wait, so when was the most recent caveman?
Neanderthals were the most recent.
Neanderthals were the most recent. And when was that, by the way?
Okay, Neanderthals lasted, I think, here, actually, I have it in my notes, because I have...
It's okay if you don't know either. Like,
no, I do, it's just...
I have no idea, so...
Because, like, I originally was going to do a Neanderthal episode with a friend of mine, so I actually have it written down here somewhere. Okay, so, the Homo Neanderthalus... was 500,000 to 40,000 years ago.
Okay. 40,000. So, that's still a long time.
But here's the thing. This is... When I talk about, like, this as these as a line, it's not really a line because there's a lot of overlap. Like, humans... Homo sapiens, first of all, 300,000 years ago.
Are you ever going to do one on Homo sapien?
No, because that's
okay.
us.
Okay, so what does sapien mean?
Sapien means intelligent. Like, sapiens.
Smart man.
Yes. We're kind of full of ourselves, aren't we?
I was gonna just say that. Wow. This probably does make me seem really unintelligent. The fact that I didn't know.
Blame it on the bong, if you must.
Well, no, I'm sure I learned this when I was a kid, and I probably learned it in fifth grade on a test, and then forgot about it.
Hey, there's the whole show. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Because a lot of adults have forgotten what fifth graders have learned.
Point.
So
yeah.
No need to feel ashamed.
Yes.
Okay.
I ask the questions you're thinking.
Exactly. Exactly. So since Homo sapiens evolved 300,000 years ago, and Neanderthals evolved 500,000 years ago and lasted until 30,000 years ago, and since Homo erectus lasted until 110,000 years ago, that means, yes, these three species, these three things of the line here, they did overlap.
Yeah.
At one point, there were three, maybe even four species of human.
Well, that's how probably... I mean, I'm just assuming, like, a lot of evolution works, right?
Yes,
there's
yes.
a lot of overlapping because you're mm-hmm. start it's about mating, right?
And it's about mating.
It takes
and
a second a... for that to, like,
yeah, and not,
dilute or
and not,
whatever.
And not only that,
it.
It's like an offshoot.
Evolve, dilute. Evolve is the word.
Yeah. I mean, I get what you're saying, though. Because, like, there's, like, an offset of, like, what things evolve from. So, like, when people say, oh, how can humans evolve from ape when they're still apes? I'm like, well, it's because some apes evolved into humans. Well, some apes evolved into other apes. So.
Yeah.
So, and also we're technically apes, but.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah.
It's true, folks. You came to a dinosaur podcast. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, exactly.
We are related to apes.
So that's the thing with Homo erectus. There was this time where like three or four different species of human were all living all at once, including modern humans. But Homo erectus, you know, like I said, it started 2 million years ago. That's a long time ago. Like,
it is a very long time ago.
Like, again, far before Homo sapiens. So, and they, even back then, they were doing some things that were like a real sign of things to come. Like, okay. Like I said, they had a proto-language, they used tools, they built fire. There's even some evidence of songs. They did some music.
Gosh, that's adorable.
And there is some evidence of seafaring. They didn't build big, elaborate boats or sailboats or anything, but they knew the concept of you put, like, a log or something on the ground, you can float on it.
I'm wondering when the custom of just dating it probably is way after this period. But, like, when dating someone and, like, courting someone properly came into play. Because originally I'm thinking of the evolution of, like, finally a caveman being, like, and, like, approaching a woman caveman. Like, you know, who am I in my heteronormative mind
yes.
to say this wouldn't be two dudes or two
yes.
women? But I'm just going
I
to...
I mean, it's Homo erectus.
Yeah. So let's say it's two men.
Yeah.
Yeah, so two men and one was just, like, and, like, kind of push their hair to the side. This is what I'm imagining.
Yeah.
And he, like, picks up some, like, flowers and stuff, eats some of them, because he... because I'm still picturing Primitive, and he goes up to someone, and is this man, and he goes, huh? And then, like, on his chest.
Me.
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
Me. Me, Gary. You. With Gary.
Like... I like how your homo erectus's name is Gary.
I don't know.
It's me. Not... Unk.
Yeah, it's like, it's, yeah, Unk or something.
Me,
like
Unk.
No, I like Gary better.
You,
it's more
Unk.
They're both named Unk. How nice.
Unk and Unk, okay? There's and a then difference.
If, and then, like, if their sister or something has a kid, they're Uncle Unk.
Uncle.
Uncle Unk.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But anyway.
But because of, like, all the stuff, like, the seafaring, the songwriting, the, well, I don't know about songwriting. I don't think he had, like, any albums or anything.
Unk.
Like just noises.
This is like a, I'm imagining like a smooth jazz beat to this, like you know, someone's like doing the bass strings, you know. Yeah. Tell me you're not a little bit like, oh yeah. Like, yeah, keep on singing Homo Erectus.
Maybe.
Anyways, but they were capable of truly amazing things and truly a sign of things to come. And if only it stayed that way and not, you know, become the terribleness that is humanity. But let's rate Homo erectus 1 out of 65 million.
I don't want to be cocky here, but I'm going to rate it...
Cocky.
Okay. Cocky. Okay, I have to... I got it. One part of me wants to rate it 65 million.
Mm.
You know what? Here's my argument.
Yes.
I'm going to rate it 65 million.
Yes. Why I would think, you rate it yes, 65 million?
I am going to do that because I think this is the OG man
mm-hmm.
who... respected and worked hard for the environment that they came from, and in a way, without even realizing, had great respect for the environment.
Yes.
And their impact on it
mm-hmm.
and the ecosystem.
Yes.
And in that case, I was gonna say I didn't want to rate it one because if I had to rate us, I feel like we suck.
We do
like,
suck.
We suck. We ruin everything. Humans ruin everything. Mm-hmm. If you don't know that already, wake up, people. We do.
We suck. We,
right now, we do. We can change, but
yeah. No, there's a lot of, you know, there's so, a lot of stuff like this where, like, yeah, they were peaceful and with nature and like they respected other stuff. But there was, of course, obviously, you know,
I'm sure there were some impacts for sure. But oh, it absolutely. Wasn't. It and wasn't also, like wasn't the contributions that we're making that definitely make the entire world worse as a modern man.
Well, and also like what they do to each other, you know, like in terms of like fighting and other stuff. Like there was this part that is really chilling that I don't. It's very underplayed, but when you notice it, it's like, oh my god. So in Walking with Beasts, one of those documentaries I'm sure your brother watched.
Yeah, he did.
So there was an episode about Australopithecus. So
Australopithecus.
Yes, yes. You did it! Good job!
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, politics in their group, or like there's a leader, but there's other leader wanting to challenge him and other stuff. It shows them using weapons on like animals and other stuff. But then there's this one moment where they find a zebra carcass, and usually the leader of the group goes in first to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But then this challenger just blatantly ignores that and eats himself, and then the leader sees this as a challenge. And also this challenger, when he was eating first, he had a stick because he used it to scare off the vultures from the carcass, and he used it to like make him seem bigger than he was. And then they mention that, but then when they start fighting, like they see these two Australopithecus fighting, and you see this challenger use the stick on the other one, and it shows it in slow motion with like dramatic music. There's nothing mentioned this in the narration, but it's really heavily implied, oh, this is the time when we start using the weapons not on prey but on each other.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
So like this is the darkness. I mean,
there was an episode of The Good Place, which is fantastic, where they're, mm-hmm. they basically go and they're looking at the accountants who evaluate your good and bad deeds.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephen Merchant plays a character who he's amazing, and he's basically like the head accountant of all the points of the bad and good acts. And he's like, come into my office, and he looks, and there's like a poster on the wall where it's like, the first act of ever human altruism, which is all gives rock to grog. He says something like 5,000 points. Good act, right? First act. And then it says, of course, right after that, Og used that rock to kill Grog.
So, yeah, people suck.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And smart people suck.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, because we were way dumber back then,
that's
too.
True, but we were indeed Homo sapiens or smart man, but okay. Not that smart. Anyways, you're right.
I stand by it. 65 million.
65 million. I'm going to rate it. Look, I want to say 69 million because it's Homo erectus, but I'm not going to. I'm above that. I'm not. 69 million.
Okay, there you go.
Come on. All right, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show, you can contact me at matt@matthewnoncreator.com for your general questions to me or any of the co-hosts. Where can they find you, though?
I am on Instagram at LexiTate44.
You can follow me on social media at matthewnoncreator on Facebook, at matthewnon64 on Twitter, at matthewnon64 on Instagram. I have a book series on Amazon Megazoic available for print and Kindle. Obviously no Homo Erectus. That was well after when the books took place. I do have another podcast called The Writ Wit, where two twits talk about writing. Depending on how you interpret that caveman skit that we did, there might have been Homo Erectus in that show. Probably not. I imagine there's more Homo Neanderthalus. But to get scientific,
to get technical.
Here. Yeah, yes. Exactly. All right, well, that's it for this week. I'll see you at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites. Me, Gary.
Me.
Grog.
Leave me eat food.
Okay. You eat food, Gary.
Does my food!
No!
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 Bye.